Welcome to the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting Series. I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Nerd. We continue the 30 days of lore for the elf-punk married cyberpunk setting, Draco Artifactium. Today, we're talking about the magical aspects of the world, the tiers of magic, and what magic can and can't do. Magic is the use of a physical entity to manipulate forces from a plane of energy that overlaps the realm Manta resides in. This energy flow seems to be reacted to the will of a living being, and thus can be shaped, molded, expanded, focused, or otherwise changed only by a living mind. Unliving minds, such as those of artificial intelligences or the heavily mentally modified, seem unable to interact with the medium. Further, augmented bodies have a hard time acting as conduits for this energy, and thus, while still being able to access magic, they have a harder time projecting spells and manifestations of power. Magical practice is about handling these energies through specific methods of manipulation to reach the desired effect. The simpler the intended outcome, the less effort and energy it takes to reach it. The more complex the desired outcome, the more effort, preparation, energy, and will are required to obtain it. While magic is capable of easily projecting energy, converting it into simple matter, or moving matter from one place to another, there is limitations on what it can do. Magic has a hard time modifying organic matter in a net positive way. Magic cannot bring back the dead. Although it can animate a body and thus a mind, no known magic has reached a level of complexity to create sentience after the creation of primordials. And any so-called consciousness created these days are merely a primordial manifest in a host body. Finally, magic is unable to directly access virtual environments. Although research into creating a so-called computer language for mana using specially designed chipsets. The manipulation of mana is a complex art of channeling energy through the weird physics of the mana realms. Even after 9,000 years of usage, we are no closer to understanding the aspects of mana in the viewpoint of modern academics like Dr. Mildred Henderson to ancient philosophers like Cicerus. Only the practical applications and specific formula can be trained and understood. Ultimately, the manipulation of mana comes down to applying a twisted mathematical equation to a complex set of rules when applied to the normal realms of physics. Symbolism, intent, and belief seem to affect the way things work as much as having the right metal, forging the right parts, or providing the right vibrations of sound and frequency of energy. In terms of accessibility, magic is something any living mind can reach. The limiting factor is natural talent and honed skills, which presents a problem when younger children or wild animals are naturally gifted. In the modern era, most people don't practice magic beyond their own talents, and only the gifted and lucky tend to end up in magical academies or universities with coursework in magical training. So-called wild-trained and self-taught magicians are still a common enough thing your average Manta citizen isn't fazed by the random non-violent magical acts they may see from a street performer or light practitioner. In fact, the most common trick known lies in the service industry, where employees of bars and restaurants are trained to light customers' cigars and cigarettes with but a finger flick. But magic isn't just knowing the right formula or having the right charms and beliefs. There's a price to pay for being able to break the rules of physics. But that is a story for another day. Until tomorrow, bye-bye. Music for week 2 of the Dog Days of Podcasting is the song Cyberpunked from the album Psychobabble by the alien Mike E.T. Provided by Magnatune.com.